Heather Bresch, the CEO of the drug company Mylan, got an earful on Capitol Hill today. Lawmakers took turns questioning her over the high price of the EpiPen. It's a device which reverses dangerous allergic reactions, and its price has gone up over 500% since 2008. NPR health policy correspondent Allison Kojak is covering the House hearing and joins us now. And Allison, what happened at the hearing today?
Well, Robert, it was quite a scene. She really took a harsh grilling. She was called greedy. She was accused of price gouging. The lawmakers were really trying to get at what this drug costs, what the value is, and how much profit Mylan's been making on it, because the price has gone up, like you said, from about $100 for two to $600 for two now. The interesting thing is she really didn't want to answer those questions, so she was sort of speaking around the topic. One bit of information that the company did reveal earlier and in her testimony was that they make about $50 in pure profit from each EpiPen they sell, which worked out last year to probably about $400 million on these devices.
Heather Bresch did make one big announcement during the hearing about a new version of the EpiPen. Tell us more about that.
She did say that in the next few days, they're going to make an application to the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, on a new version of the device, which is, you know, a plastic injector that delivers epinephrine. Epinephrine's not very stable, so people who buy these have to buy a new one every year. They're working on one that will last twice as long so that people don't have to keep repurchasing and repurchasing EpiPens. That's only in the application process, so it's unclear how long it would take for it to be approved.
She is the third major drug company executive who's been called to Capitol Hill on pricing. Do you get a sense that the government is going to take any action after today's hearing?
Well, they talked about it. There were definitely a lot of ideas being batted around. The lawmakers are really getting frustrated. Elijah Cummings from Maryland was talking about how they're, you know, feeling like they're victims of a rope-a-dope strategy where the companies come in, take their beating, and then nothing changes. So they have been talking about, one, allowing Medicare or Medicaid to negotiate for drug prices, which they're barred from doing right now, and two, changing the prioritization for FDA to approve generic drugs so that drugs with no competition, like this EpiPen, which has been around for a long time, will have a competitor and won't be able to raise prices with impunity like Mylan has been doing.
That's NPR health policy correspondent Allison Kojak. Allison, thanks.
Thank you, Robert.